Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't start some shit? I'll fucking take all you want!
Nerds!
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 I would like to extend to you an invitation to the pants party.
Excuse me?
The party. The pants. With the pants. Party with pants.
Good evening, everybody. Wonderful ass Friday night. No, I'm out partying or getting drunk or acting crazy or nothing, like I can hear everybody at the gay bar across the street doing, but I am indeed having a very fabulous time. I actually had a really good week. On Facebook, I was mentioning, I looked back over this past week, literally meaning from like last Friday to today, this Friday, I hung out with a lot of cool ass people within this 1 week, so I know I'm going to be fucked over next week. I know next week I'm not going to see anybody that I saw this week. I saw everybody. I had cool ass Skype conversations, talked to Hazel. It was really cool. I really had an awesome ass week, had a beautiful day. I love how yesterday they were predicting like just super crazy ass weather and it was supposed to rain everything, but not a drop of rain. And today was like beautiful ass weather. A little bit on the chilly side for California, but still, it was really a nice ass day. Clean iron, nothing. Just found random crap to still keep on ironing. Straightened up a little bit, washed out some clothes. Just my normal ass day. Rolled a bunch. It was really cool. I even posted another preview. I think that was yesterday. I posted another preview for the season 3 of Doommates coming soon. So, yeah, with the new roommate of Freddy Krueger. So, that should be real interesting. So, yeah, had a really cool time. On this episode, I actually have, like, actual news topics I want to talk about. I have the same crap I always talk about, which is, of course, random nonsense, which I have discovered that I'm beginning to master. So I have my random nonsense plus some news stories, and I have the 10 question thing from Inside the Actor's Studio. I don't know if all of you haven't seen Inside the Actor's Studio with James Lipton. It's a really cool show where he has actors, even if you don't care about the actor, you'll enjoy the episode just because you get to find out like stuff about them you never knew. And at the end of each show, he always does this thing where he asks them these 10 questions and gets their answers, and it's usually really something interesting. So let's hope that I'm at least kind of as interesting as they are. Probably not, but still. Did y'all hear about Jim Carrey? Jim Carrey, a couple of weeks ago, he released on Twitter him and his ex-wife, I guess, Jenny McCarthy. I'm not sure if did they actually get married or not? I'm not even sure. I know that, well, either way, they're not together anymore. Jim Carrey and Jenny McCarthy are not together anymore. And there's reports coming out saying that he's had a contract with her when they first got together. That when they got together, as long as they were together for every year together, that he would pay her $5 million on the basis that she not talk about his strange shit. Meaning things he does around the house or whatever, like his personal life, she can't, you know, all of a sudden just come out with some book full of revelations and talking about all the weird stuff he was into. No one knows what he was into. I mean, we all know Jim Carrey's really strange, and you always wonder how much of it is an act and how much of it, you know, is just him just being a bizarre asshole. But you have to wonder, what can you possibly be into that's worth paying someone $5 million a year while they're with you to keep their mouth shut? I don't know. Are you banging pets? What could it possibly be that you're telling somebody to keep their mouth shut? $5 million is a lot of damn money, okay? In all the years I've been alive, I have not held, worked for, or come across $5 million in my entire existence on this planet. Even if you paid me a certain amount every single day since I've been alive, you gave me 10 bucks a day since I've been alive, it will not equal up to $5 million. And Jim Carrey and Jenny McCarthy, I think they were together for like, was it 5-7 years or something? That's a lot of damn money. So he's gonna be paying her up to keep her pie hole shut. So let's see how that all works out. And they also got this story about all these damn government dudes looking at porn while their ass is supposed to be working. Check this out. The Securities and Exchange Commission is the sheriff of the financial industry looking for crimes such as Bernie Madoff's Ponzi scheme. But a new government report obtained by ABC News has concluded that some senior employees spent hours on the agency's computers looking at sites such as Naughty.com, SkankWire, and YouPorn as a financial crisis was unfolding. These guys in the middle of a financial crisis are spending their time looking at prurient material on the internet, said Peter Morochi, how the hell you say your name, a professor at the University of Maryland and former director of the Office of Economics at the U.S. International Trade Commission. It's reckless and indicates a contempt for the taxpayer and a taxpayer's interest in monitoring financial markets. The investigation, which conducted by the SEC's internal watchdog at the request of Senator Chuck Grassley, a Republican from Iowa, found 31 serious offenders during the past 2.5 years. That's less than 1% of the agency's 3,500 employees, but 17 of the alleged offenders were senior SEC officers whose salaries range from $100,000 to $222,000 per year. Damn! Could you imagine making that much money? Even half of that. Could you imagine making $50,000 a year and you fucking around looking at porn all damn day? And the sites they're using, I haven't even heard of some of these, but I'm gonna check them out now. Naughty.com, Skankwire, and YouPorn. Have they not heard of Pornhub? That's where you're supposed to be going. You ain't supposed to be using YouPorn anymore. I haven't even heard of Skankwire. And honestly, I don't want to go to Skankwire. Skankwire seems like one of those sites that just be full of viruses and you fuck around and end up giving your computer an STD or something. I don't want to try out Skankwire. I'll stick to my RedTube.com and my Pornhub.com. Again, Naughty.com. Any site called Naughty.com, you know you got to pay for it. Naughty.com is not a free site like Pornhub where you just go and you click and find out what you into. And I don't know, Pornhub's been getting really weird lately. They've been adding all these new categories of stuff. And I love, if you want to look at chicks with big thighs and shit, they got to be adding pregnant women to the mix. I don't want to be watching no pregnant women having sex. Now, for any listeners out there who have children or like in the process of having children, meaning you're pregnant, I'm not knocking you. You know, I'm not saying nothing too terrible about you, but I just got to let you know I don't want to see you have sex. I know how you got that baby. You got that baby from boning. I don't mean I want to watch it. I don't want to watch you boning while you're pregnant. That's disgusting. Another news story from Santa Ana, California out here from Associate Press. Tell me this is not one of the most retardedly ironic stories ever. By the way, a woman was sentenced to death Friday for murdering a fortune teller and her college-aged daughter after the soothsayer told her to get over a lost lover. Yes, that's right. I said a fortune teller was murdered. I swear. Tanya Nelson, 45, of Roanoke Rapids, North Carolina, was sentenced for masterminding the stabbings of fortune teller Ha Jade Smith, 52, and Anita Vo, 23, in 2005, Orange County prosecutors said. Nelson hired fortune teller Smith, known as Miss Ha in Orange County's Vietnamese community, to get her ex-lover back. But when Smith told her to accept reality, she became upset and plotted to drive across the country to kill her, prosecutors said. Smith and her daughter was stabbed as many as 10 times, and their faces and hands were covered in white paint, which may have been an attempt to cover up evidence. Nelson lured her accomplice, Philippe Zamora, 55, into the murder scheme by promising to fix him up with gay sex partners. Zamora, oh my god, who was key witness against Nelson, pleaded guilty last year to 2 counts of first-degree murder and was sentenced to 25 years to life in prison last month. Nelson, who also uses the name Phuong Tha Nguyen and used to live in Orange County, was also convicted of robbery for stealing Smith's expensive jewelry after the murders and assuming Smith's identity to buy $3,000 in clothing and plane tickets for a family vacation in Southern California. Hey, mama, how you get this money? Don't you ask me that. Don't you dare ask me that. Could you imagine that crazy shit? All of a sudden, your mama just show up with this money. Now, first off, there's a lot of things wrong with this story. One, the fact that this chick was going to a fortune teller over some dude she was, like, fucking around with in college, some dude she was in love with in college. Because this woman's 45 now. Unless she was going to college when she was 42, this shouldn't even matter anymore. Number two, a fortune teller was murdered, which proves that this fortune teller wasn't for real. Because if I was a fortune teller, you know, I'd be reading my palms every single damn day. Am I gonna get murdered by some crazy bitch looking for her high school lover? Let's find out. And number three, I love she lured this 55-year-old dude, Philippe Zamora. She lured him into the scheme by promising to fix him up with gay sex partners. You're gonna go all the way from North Carolina to friggin' California for some gay sex? There's no gay dudes in between any of those spaces? Between California and North Carolina, you can't find one gay dude that wanna bang you. Something must be really wrong with you at that point in your life. I swear. There's like 100 things wrong with that story. And then there's this other story I heard about. I heard about this on the news earlier about some nutball on an airplane. I swear, people always pick airplanes as a time to start tripping and acting like fools. This is from Albuquerque, New Mexico. A Delta Airlines flight from Los Angeles to Florida was diverted to Albuquerque, New Mexico early Friday after a passenger tried to open a cabin door, the FBI said. Crew members and fellow passengers on Delta Flight 2148 subdued Stanley Dwayne Sheffield, 46. He was taken into federal custody after the plane landed at 1:30 a.m. Friday. FBI Supervisor Special Agent Darren Jones said authorities do not believe the incident was related to terrorism. It was unclear why the man tried to open the plane's door. Jones said Sheffield faces charges of interference with flight crew members and destruction of aircraft or aircraft facilities. It's unclear whether Sheffield has a lawyer. Susan Elliott, a spokeswoman for the Delta's headquarters in Atlanta, said the aircraft, an Airbus A320, and its 100 passengers and 7 crew members were never in jeopardy. It is impossible to open the cabin door during flight because of the pressurization of the aircraft. Delta is grateful to the passengers who offered their support and assistance to the flight crew. Hey, what happened to air marshals? I thought they were like dudes on the plane and like every single flight. Maybe they're not on every single flight. But seriously, I really did think that there were dudes on the flights that was supposed to be stopping this kind of crazy shit from happening. I don't know. And what the hell is this dude doing trying to open up the door? You should know by now, just from hearing so many stories of people trying crazy shit like that, that next time you trip on an airplane, you will not be bringing that airplane down. It's just not going to happen. But for some reason, lunatics love to still believe that they're going to be the one. I'm going to be that one psychopath that's going to bring this damn plane down. And it never works. That shit ain't worked in 9 years, so you really should be cutting that out. Stop it. Them shoe bombers ain't work. The dude that tried to set his drawers on fire didn't work. Whenever they let a retard on the plane, like a for legit retard, when they try to let a retard on the plane, they try to bring the planes down, it never works. So all you psychopaths out there listening to this show, stop trying to bring airplanes down because it's not going to work. You ain't going to get away with it. So stop trying. Airplanes, bad enough, waiting in line, hours and all that stuff, people to check in, doing all that other rigmarole that goes along getting on the airplane. Last thing they need at 1:30 in the morning on a trip going all the way from damn Los Angeles to Florida. My God, that's far. Going all that damn distance. Last thing they need to do is tripping that early in the morning on the airplane because, you know, everybody was asleep. They're pissed off and they're tired, and they got some crazy son of a bitch just jumping up, just woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo, acting all crazy, trying to rip off doors and try to get out the plane. You ain't going nowhere. Unless there's a damn goblin on the wing, you need to stop acting up. I know I'm babbling like crazy, and I got other shit I need to be talking about, but I'm going to talk to about that stuff after the break. So I'm going to take a break, and I'll talk to all of you in a minute.
Thank you.
everybody. Beautiful day once again in Los Angeles. Yes, it's the next day. I pulled one of them where I didn't load the show and finish it the night before because I talked on the phone and I talked on the phone and I started writing and reading and all kind of other nonsense. So yeah, recording the show next day. Now it's Saturday and it is bright and beautiful out day. Took a shower. I'm dressed. I'm all lotionified. I had my pancakes. Now I'm drinking blue Kool-Aid and I'm ready to finish recording this show. And then one of the things I want to talk about, of course, was the whole Inside the Actor's Studio, like I mentioned, where they do the 10 question things. And you can't explain your answer. You just answer, then they move on to the next question. So here we go. Let's give this a try. What is your favorite word? Ass. What is your least favorite word? No. What turns you on? Big thighs. What turns you off? Not being funny. What sound or noise do you love? Laughter. What sound or noise do you hate? Kids screaming. What is your favorite curse word? Fuck. What profession other than your own would you like to attempt? Vigilante. What profession would you not like to do? Teacher. If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates? I have a whole lot of explaining to do. So there you go. That's my Inside the Actor's Studio thing. One day I'll be on there and y'all will be like, hey, I remember that guy. He used to do that retarded podcast. And I'll be like, shut up, you an audience. Okay, so another thing I want to talk about real quick was I was talking to Camille this morning. She gave me a call and she wanted to talk about something and her phone started breaking up. But I got what she said. She said, somebody talk about my show, which seems to be a problem, is women wearing leggings with white underwear because when you bend over, it stretches and you can see their underwear. Now, chicks have been wearing leggings like their pants now. And these, it's like they're just walking around butt-ass naked. Like you can see every crevice in a woman when she be wearing these leggings. Now, I don't have a problem with that 2% of the time. Because there's a very small percentage of women who pull off that look successfully. But a lot of these chicks running around out here wearing these leggings, and it's not even, they only have to bend over for it to stretch. It's like the leggings already stretched to maximum capacity to now they're opaque. Like you can see through the leggings at this point. And you chicks need to stop. Even big thigh chicks that I love don't. But leggings are leggings. Leggings are meant to be worn underneath other clothing. You're not supposed to be wearing leggings as pants. That doesn't make no damn sense. And there be dudes over here in West Hollywood who be pulling that shit. And it's not cute. And I don't like it. So stop it. You are offending Dante by doing this. I also want to talk about progress. Progress meaning in life and general and just within myself. One of the issues I had in my previous relationship was that I never talked about what I was going to do. This meant like looking for jobs, with my writing, with drawing, anything creative. This isn't just with my ex. This is just in general. I don't talk about my progress. I don't talk about things that I plan on doing. I'd rather do them and show them to you. I don't want to sit here and say, hey, everybody, I'm going to be writing this new story, and it's going to be about this, this, and that. And then it's like 3 months later, and you're like, hey, what happened to that story you were planning on doing? And I'm like, oh, man, you know, I got writer's block. If you'll never hear me say I have writer's block, by the way. And I just haven't gotten around to it and bullshit like that. No. I'd rather just write the story, there it is, now you can read it. It's that simple. I don't give progress reports to people. Sometimes I'll give you a quick little update on certain shit. Like when I was looking for work, every damn show I was just like, you know, I'm hoping to get a job and whining and bitching and shit like that. And just being miserable as hell. And I listened to those old shows when I was really looking for work, and I'm just like, fuck, I don't like giving progress reports. It's not fun. It's unnecessary. It makes you sound like one of those people who rather just talk about doing shit than just actually doing them. I'm not going to sit here and talk about now about how I'm looking for work and things like that. I talk about some of that stuff with my friends, and they hear me talk about it, but I'm not sitting here miserable and bitching and complaining about not finding a job, because things like my podcast and things like my movies and shit like that keep my brain occupied from being a miserable son of a bitch. There's actually like 2 or 3 episodes, if you go back and find them, where I just sound miserable as fuck. It's before episode 100, though, I'm pretty damn sure. But I don't like explaining to people what I'm going to do and explaining how I plan on doing it. This goes sexually. I'll tell you I'm going to do something nasty to you, but I'm not going to go into great detail about it. It's like, hell, just let it happen. Let's all be surprised by what occurs. But I just don't like hearing people constantly saying what they're going to do. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and all this other shit. And then you're just sitting around waiting for it, and it never comes to fruition. So I'm not the type of person who gives progress reports. I hopefully never will be the type of person that gives progress reports. And I probably won't. I doubt I'm going to be that person. So hopefully everybody can accept that, and let's all move on with our lives. Yesterday I hung out, I think I mentioned that on my show because I know I recorded last night, and I hung out with Camille and how I hung out with all these cool ass people within the last past week and how I expect it to now be a drought of not hanging out with folks. And I'm going to be getting my tattoo this Tuesday. Yay! And I'll be posting pictures on dontania.blogspot.com so everybody can see it once it's done. I'm going to get my Skullduggery Pleasant tattoo, and it's going to look fucking awesome. And everybody's going to be jealous. And I'm going to just rub it all in your faces, literally, because it'll be on my wrist. Yeah, so we finally decided on a location for it. Ikuko, I was talking to her about it, and she was saying, like, which locations, you know, should I get the tattoo on? And I was just like, you know, like the front of my neck or something. You know, just thug it up a bit. Yay, yay! Do something like that. But no, I'm not going to get it on the damn front of my neck. And I was thinking high up on my forearm, like on the inside, or high on my wrist on the inside. Because you can't be getting no tattoos on the outside of your wrist. That's just terrible. So I'm going to get it on the inside of my wrist, and it's going to look fantastic. I love knowing that in advance because she's a really awesome-ass tattoo artist. So I'm going to have it on the inside of my wrist, and it's going to look fucking cool and awesome. And it'll be my very first tattoo. Baby's first tattoo. I know everybody and their mom already got their tattoos when they were like 15 years old, but... yeah, I'm 31. I just never got around to it. Too indecisive. I never knew what kind of tattoo. I used to draw my entire arm. Used to just be covered with fake tattoo that I would sit there and draw when I worked in the porn shop. And then I'd just be like, yeah, and I'd be able to erase it. But the tattoo is permanent. I don't think a lot of people put enough thought into that. It really is permanent. Of course, you can get the laser surgery and get it removed and all that other shit. That's why you make sure what you get is what you want. And this particular tattoo is something I absolutely want. Like, I just love the design. I love the story. I love the character. This is what I'm getting. And I would get AC/DC, but there's enough, like, white trash chicks running around with AC/DC tattoos that I don't need to help fill that, you know, fill up that gene pool with that nonsense. So everybody wish me luck. So I think that's it. I'm about to take off, find some dishes to wash, eat some more sweets, because I know I got some more cake. By the way, I had some of that cake I made, and that cake was delicious. I made me a small little cake, and that thing was awesome. It was the size of my hand. And if you know how big my hands are, you know this was a big little cake. So I've already eaten like half of it, and it's awesome, and I love it. So I'm going to go eat me some more of that damn thing. So everybody have an awesome-ass weekend, no matter what you do. Even if you go to a funeral, have an awesome-ass time. I'm going to sit here and watch Afro Samurai that Camille let me borrow. Everybody take care, and I'll talk to you all soon. Rockets.
I read somewhere that their periods attract bears. The bears can smell the menstruation.